In the name of one God, Holy Trinity. Amen. So we find ourselves here in the first Sunday of the season of Advent, which is the church's new year. I have to admit that I used to have pretty negative reactions to the readings, like this one that we have from Luke's gospel. It's the start of the church year, and I like to think of myself as a pretty positive person, though really, if I'm being transparent, I'm probably a realist, but I like to think of myself as a positive person. And I hear these readings that the church gives us, especially in the new year, these apocalyptic readings that we have occasionally from the gospel and more often from other pieces of the biblical narrative. I hear these stories and I think to myself, like, oh, come on, man. Like, do we have to do this gloom and doom thing on a Sunday morning? And I think, like, can't we keep these stories a little lighter? Because it sure does make my job, you know, communicating the good news of God in the world a little bit easier. But I have to admit, now that I'm sort of settling into, like, solid midlife, I have a bit of a different take when it comes to these stories. And I hear them narrate things that sound like natural disasters or other traumatic weather events, or when I hear the prophetic voice of the narrator talk about a human experience that is filled with dread or anxiety or fear of some sort. Now that I've got a few miles on this thing, I think, yeah, I get it. Those things happen. They do. Don't hear what I'm not saying. I'm not saying that any minute now the four horsemen are going to float down from the top of the tram. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just, as I try to separate myself from the literal reading of these scriptures, and as I try to settle into midlife, and as I try to look back on the past, as I try to take stock of our culture's current sense of dread and angst, I think I get what the narrator is saying. I think I've felt some of these eras that were rough. We can find ourselves in the midst of struggle. And sometimes that struggle, the one we find ourselves in the midst of, it isn't just personal. I mean, I think I know, no matter what political party you affiliate with, whether conservative or liberal or somewhere in between, you can look up from these last 18 years or so, these last 20 years or so, and we can say to ourselves, wow, it's been a bumpy ride. We have been at war with other countries, and we have been metaphorically at war with each other to some degree. We watched the economy collapse, and we watched it recover. We've seen a lot, and that a lot that we've seen has given rise to a collective anxiety, a cultural turbulence that we can even feel here in our Edenic Mountain Valley. I mean to tell you, if folks are stressed and anxious in Jackson, Dallas has got to be a mess. So I'm stepping back from these apocalyptic scripture readings, and I'm beginning to think, yeah, okay, I get it. Things get tough, and sometimes things get tough almost all around. We can feel it collectively. And our anxiety, or I love how Luke puts it, our dissipation, or maybe our disintegration, our failure to be integrated, become contagious, and we all begin to feel those negative feelings and experience life as anything but positive. And yet there is this hope that abides too. It's complicated. We feel it personally when we experience some trial, some trauma, some experience of suffering. And yet in some way, some weird, somewhat irrational way, we feel held in some way. Where there's a dawn that emerges from the darkness that we didn't anticipate, one that we couldn't dream up or conceive in any way. We can feel that collectively too, like, okay, we've been through something here. We're coming through it now together. Maybe it's that the market is back, or there's a drawdown on the battlefield, or something less significant than that. We get that from these stories too. That strange sense of hope, that small measure, that fraction of hope. We get it in today's reading from verse 21. It reads, So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. There's something about being honest that we experience peaks and valleys. There's something about having the full human experience of ups and downs and all that's in between that brings us closer to life lived in connection with Creator. And maybe it's just a sense of, God, you better do something here because we are all out of ideas. But that take, that stance, it does bring us a bit closer to God, to each other, and to God. It does. There's a function there. There's something that really happens there when we pray that desperate prayer. I'm hoping that during the season of Advent, that we can get a sense of this, that we can get a sense of life lived with the full human experience, that we can experience the fullness of living as a creature of God as we anticipate again the birth of Jesus. And I'm hoping that we can do it together as a group. And here's how I think we begin that work. I think we begin that work, that we begin the work of experiencing the fullness of life by grounding ourselves solidly in the present. By grounding ourselves in the present moment. By having a realistic view of who we are and how we are. Are we anxious? Are we fulfilled? Are we flourishing or are we floundering? And I think the best way to start this work together is to have a real sense of the present. It wouldn't be the first Sunday of Advent without a little giveaway, right? You need a little present. You need a little gift. You need a little tool. You need a little trick so that we might engage in this work together. A little something that could help us collectively ground ourselves in reality, in the present, so that we might more openly and actively embrace the Christ child when he is born again in our midst in just 22 days. So here's what we're doing. Some folks are going to come up and they're going to pass these around, some of the staff. But in a second, just a second. Come on, come on, get up here, people. In a second, you're all going to get one of these little boxes. It's a present. It's not a Christmas present. It is an Advent present. And we're playing around with the words a bit this Advent. So your present is meant to connect you with the present. Go ahead, hand them out. Your gift is meant to help you connect to the present moment, which I believe will be a gift in turn to us all. So you're going to open this little box, and inside it, you're going to find one of these. What is this, you ask me? It is a zipper pull. I know you've all been wanting a new zipper pull. On one side of the zipper pull, you'll see our logo. On the other side, you'll see the word present. Put it on your coat, the one that you'll wear most over the course of the next month or over the course of the winter season. Each time you zip your coat up or you zip your coat down is an opportunity to ground yourself in the present moment. Something that we do mindlessly will become something that we do mindfully. Each time it goes up, each time it goes down, we ground ourselves in the present moment. Maybe you'll just assess your emotional state. How am I feeling right now? Right now as I'm zipping up my coat. Am I anxious? As I zip down my coat, am I stoked? Am I struggling? Am I flourishing? Just check in with yourself. Something that you do mindlessly becomes something that you do mindfully over the course of the next 4 weeks. And as we progress, maybe we'll suggest some different exercises, maybe something on gratitude. What's one thing that I'm grateful for in this moment that I'm zipping up my coat? And maybe it's just that I have a warm coat to zip up. It was cold this morning, like winter cold. Cold. The practice is meant to ground us in the present, and being grounded in the present is meant to help us stay in touch with the full human experience, not the one that we imagine, but the one that we are really living for ourselves. We're meant to be grounded in reality. How come, you ask? How come we're meant to be grounded in reality? I believe it's just this grounding that helps us to see the kingdom coming. It's just this grounding in the present that helps us develop eyes for the kingdom. And we'll need eyes for the kingdom in the days ahead. The star was in the sky for everyone to see, but only the shepherd and the wise people saw it. We want to be just those people. We aspire to be shepherds. Shepherds of this good love work that we have before us. We aspire to be people of wisdom, wise people. We want to be just those people. People who take notice. People grounded in the present so that we might see the kingdom coming. Amen.